Hello, my name is Abdullah. When I was living in England, our house had a big garden at the back. And one day, me and my brother were bored. I think it was like a weekend or something. So we were walking around the house looking for something to do when we came across a firelight. And I'm naturally fascinated by fire, so I thought it would be a good idea to find something to burn, to kill some time. So we went outside to the garden. And we at the back of the garden, there's this very tall tree, and it's got small leaves that are very close to each other. So I thought that would be like the perfect thing to burn, because it will burn so fast. So we bring a bucket just in case, a bucket of water, and we start lighting the fire, and immediately we extinguish it. So we thought this would be pretty safe. That was our biggest mistake. So the second time we did it, I told my brother, let's make it a bit more exciting and wait for a few seconds before we extinguish the fire. So we light the tree, and then we leave it for a bit, and then suddenly we see like a quarter of the tree burning, and the fire reached the very top. So now we start panicking, and I'm very worried because my parents are asleep and we're like pretty much alone in the house, and our garden is linked with the neighbor's garden with a wooden fence, so it could get very dangerous. So I told my brother to quickly get some more water while I was trying to extinguish it with a thick stick, you know. So he was like running backwards and forth, and I was like trying to extinguish the fire. And then after a few attempts, I pretty much extinguished most of the fire, but there was still a bit at the top, and the tree was like twice my height, so I couldn't reach it. So out of like in this desperate situation, I told my brother to get the final bucket of water, and I threw it with all my might, and then luckily the water spread out and extinguished the fire. So we were like, our hearts beating, we took a huge sigh of relief. And we just waited for a few seconds to see if it doesn't catch fire again, because it was still quite hot. And that's my story.